It doesn't matter who you are, and no matter what hand life has dealt you, it is possible to be fully content, to be fully happy. But choosing to be happy begins by acknowledging that God created you on purpose and with a purpose. But the problem is that oftentimes we do not see our lives from God's perspective. We do not think about ourselves the same way our Heavenly Father does. The Bible tells us that if we allow God to change the way we think, meaning if we allow God to show us our lives from His perspective, everything will change and change for better. But in order for God to change the way we think, we're going to have to change the things that we focus on, because what we focus on will determine the way we think, and furthermore, the way we think will determine the way we act, and how we act, that will determine the end result. So, focus on doing good and not on feeling good. In the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul wrote, "God has made us who we are. God has created us in King Jesus for the good works that He prepared ahead of time as the road we must travel." You see, God has created you to be someone and to do something. So you must focus on doing the good works that He has prepared for you to walk in. The problem is that your feelings move you in a different direction. And if you wait for your feelings to guide you, it may never happen. You must learn to choose to do what is right when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it. And focus on progress, not perfection. None of us are perfect. In the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul also wrote, "And I am certain that God, who began the good work in you, will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." You see, you are a work in progress. There's still a ways to go. Trust God to finish what He started. You might give up on yourself, but your Heavenly Father, He will never give up on you.